The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. After he had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you. As you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The Gospel of the Lord. A warm welcome to the young folks gathered with us and those of you that are watching online. Things are a little bit different this morning. We've got a festival, Palm Sunday, lots of great hymns and singing, and that's what I want to talk about for just a little bit. In our reading we just heard from Paul, he writes to the church in Philippi, and he quotes a song, and it may be the first song that the early church was singing. We don't know how it goes. We don't know the tune. But we know that he encouraged people to sing it. One of the things I love about this week is that we sing. We sing a whole bunch of songs. Some of them are happy. Some of them are not so happy. But we sing with the same energy. So I want to encourage everyone to sing today. Everybody can sing. There are no good or bad singers. There's just the song. And we all have an opportunity to sing. So sing loud. Sing with all of your energy. And let us celebrate this Holy Week. Let us pray. Loving God, you gave each of us a voice. You created each of us to sing. Give us the strength and courage to sing out with all of our might this week as we tell the story of the love of your Son and the love that you have for the whole world. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've said it before, but I think the Gospel of Luke could be a musical. The Gospel of Luke is actually filled with singing. The first two chapters in particular, we sing right before Christmas. We have Mary's song, and we have the song of the angels to the shepherds as they keep watch over their flocks. We have the song of Simeon when he sees the baby Jesus when he is presented at the temple. We just ought to sing our way through Luke. Today we sing a very powerful hymn and one that we only sing once a year, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor to You, Redeemer King." The song was written in the mid-700s after Charlemagne died, and France is in upheaval. As Louis I is gaining power, he is trying to consolidate all that power within his reach, and he begins throwing people in jail whom he suspected of having other political affiliations. One such political prisoner is Theodulfus, the Bishop of Orleans, not New Orleans in Louisiana, but the original Orleans in France. Louis I suspected of him having unfriendly ties throughout Italy. So Theodulfus, a bishop of the church, head of his parish, is thrown into prison. And like every other prisoner, guilty or innocent, whoever spends time behind bars, he sings. As the story goes, Theodulfus is sitting by his barred window on Palm Sunday in the early 8th century composing a hymn. Yes, in jail, composing a hymn. That's what you do when you're in prison. You write music. Just ask St. Paul or Johnny Cash, Jerry Jeff Walker, Merle Haggard. And the hymn he composed, the one that he was writing on that morning, is the one that we sang earlier. All glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. And the legend goes that Louis I is passing just as Theodulfus is singing. And upon hearing it, he decided to let Theodulfus go free. The words were just too powerful to keep behind bars. And if we learned anything from Paul's experience in Philippi or Theodulfus, you just can't keep the gospel locked up. It's just too powerful of a message. Can't keep it locked up in a prison cell, and you can't keep it locked up inside. You just have to tell the story. You just have to sing. In our story from Luke this morning, we have some Pharisees that are getting nervous because of the ruckus that Jesus and his disciples are creating. And it's not just the 12 that we know by name. It's a whole multitude of folks who have joined the movement. And they are shouting and singing and praising at the top of their lungs as Jesus makes his parade into Jerusalem. The Pharisees know that this is not a good time to make a whole lot of noise. The week of Passover in Jerusalem during the time of the Romans was contested and tense. And so they try to silence the disciples. Jesus gets a little snarky with them. And he quotes the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 11. Even the very stones of the walls will cry out against you, and the rafters will echo the cry. Surely if I tell these to be silent, Jesus says, the stones themselves will shout out. In short, if Jesus is coming and we are silent, all of creation will proclaim his presence. The stones will cry out, and they will cry out in protest. And they cry out because we won't. This is not the first time somebody has used this metaphor in Luke's story. Recall John the Baptizer back in chapter 3. John says to the crowds gathered at the river, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. God is able from these stones. Previously in the gospel, we heard a multitude in the wilderness singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom God favors. A chorus of angels echoing across that plain on a cold night. Angels who implored shepherds to go see the birth of Jesus. A story that they themselves could not keep silent. They went and told everyone. Perhaps they wrote songs about it. Today we are called to cry out in praise. We enter into Holy Week. We celebrate the passion of our Lord. And we sing. We sing over and over again. Some of the favorite hymns of the church were composed for this week. And so I invite you to join us as we gather on Thursday and Friday. We gather around the table on Thursday to celebrate the love of God and to be reminded of God's call to us to love as Jesus first loved us. We gather at the cross on Good Friday, and it's not a story of defeat. We hear the Passion of St. John, where Jesus is enthroned, where his work of salvation is complete, and where he raises all the world to new life. And we journey to the tomb on Easter morning, and we sing loudly of Christ rising and of our own being raised to new life in this world. So let us sing out. It is Music City, after all. There are hundreds of thousands of people in this city trying to make it by singing. And so let us join them. Let us lift our voices with the chorus that has been going on for generations, from the angels to the shepherds, from Theodolphus to us. Let us sing. Because if we didn't, well, the stones are going to cry out. And Lord knows there are enough stones in Davison County to give us a run for our money. So let's put them out of business and let us sing of God's victory. Amen. Let us stand and join together in our hymn of the day. It's a new one, Christ Be Our Light, number 720. Please rise.